This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to our regular Monday feature, Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and each week we take time to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community, and today we're going to talk about AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps Week just passed, and we are going to be celebrating AmeriCorps' 25th anniversary this coming fall. Now, you may not know it, but Washtenaw County is fertile ground for AmeriCorps. And today we have a couple of guests in studio, a current member and a former member. Brian Rockavitis is Manager of Financial Initiatives for the Community and Economic Development Association of Michigan and former AmeriCorps member through the United Way of Washtenaw County. And Brian, welcome to WEMU.
Thank you for having me.
We'd also like to welcome to our studio today, Tian Holmes. She represents AmeriCorps. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you as well.
So as we have this conversation about AmeriCorps, Brian, it has obviously informed how you have chosen to go about your professional life. Kind of give me a background as to how you discovered AmeriCorps and got involved.
I mean, AmeriCorps is this wonderful service organization, and back in 2015, I was finishing up my master's here at Eastern Michigan University in the Masters of Public Administration program, and I was looking for something that was going to offer me flexibility to pursue the interests that I had developed through both the program and my own experiences. And I came across AmeriCorps kind of after a couple of friends who had served in AmeriCorps programs had sort of told me about it. And United Way Washtenaw County had their financial stability position, and it seemed very interesting. I didn't know anything about the topic, but I knew that I was interested in nonprofit and serving, and I went ahead and applied, and they were gracious enough to give me a chance.
What about your experience prior to joining AmeriCorps made you even interested in the possibility of that kind of service? Had you been committed to service before, or was this simply a resume builder?
Through the EMU MPA program, I actually received an opportunity to intern/do research abroad in Lima, Peru, in a neighborhood called Biel Salvador. It's a low-income, impoverished neighborhood, and I was working with a youth leadership organization down there, helping them to perfect some of their service delivery, as well as analyze their impact that they're having. And through this experience, I sort of gained a greater appreciation for what the nonprofit and NGO sector was doing. It really sparked a passion for me. I wasn't interested in sort of the for-profit sector as much after this, or even local government, and I knew that I wanted to be doing sort of the hard work on the ground.
And Tian, does some of that sound familiar to you? Where did your commitment to providing community service and becoming involved in kind of a nonprofit way come from?
To be honest, my whole life I've been just really passionate about nonprofits and just giving back to the community. I was actually a foster care child, so community service organizations have basically helped me out throughout my life. The state of Florida, through an organization called CBC, actually put me through college. I wasn't even aware I could go to college. I was also given a stipend every month from the time I was 17 to the time I was 24 years old. And because I did not have any parents, I did not have any just parental structure at all. I had no financial stability, like resources for myself. I wasted all that money, and I learned, now that I'm an adult, that you need some type of financial education, some type of financial literacy to make decisions in the world. And I know just firsthand from being that person that did not have that literacy, and to have this AmeriCorps opportunity to teach people who are just like me how to manage their money, how to set up a bank account, those things just resonate with me strongly.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU and our Washtenaw United Way conversation on the AmeriCorps program in our community. Continue with Brian Rockavitis and with Tian Holmes. And Brian, as you left the AmeriCorps program, as you finished your master's degree, you have chosen a profession that is right in that realm that she's talking about, creating financial stability. So tell me a little bit about how you've gone on with your professional career.
After my AmeriCorps service term ended, I did spend one additional year at United Way Washtenaw County as a contractor providing support in their Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA, program. That further refinement of sort of my skill set that I was building through relationship building, client service, ultimately afforded me the opportunity to go to CEDAM as a full-time employee. CEDAM manages the AmeriCorps programs, but they also have other services around financial empowerment. So I'm the manager of financial empowerment initiatives, and my experience here in Washtenaw County with United Way has really helped me to hone my coalition building skills, as well as really pushing the financial empowerment movement forward and keeping that torch going. And the AmeriCorps members are very impactful when it comes to keeping that work alive.
And the work that he did with AmeriCorps at the United Way of Washtenaw County is exactly what you're doing, Tian. So is that the kind of career path you're looking to follow?
Yeah, something related, definitely. I'm thinking after my AmeriCorps term and starting my own nonprofit, something surrounding financial empowerment. Also taking these skills and taking them back to Florida, where it's definitely a need down there. You can't really move forward if you don't know how money works, if you don't have any money. So I'm just so passionate about it in general.
And Brian, we talk about the upcoming 25th anniversary of AmeriCorps this fall, but CEDM is absolutely celebrating an anniversary of its own.
CEDM as well. This is actually our 10th anniversary of having the AmeriCorps State and VISTA program. And during that time, CEDM AmeriCorps members have served 56,000 Michiganders with financial stability services, foreclosure prevention, and general sort of anti-poverty services.
Do you think that that is a service that needs to be expanded on a much broader basis?
Yes, there is plenty of room for AmeriCorps to grow. There is a great service need. You know, some of the main programs, whether it's Show Me the Money Day or the VITA program, the Voluntary Income Tax Assistance Program, there is a ton of demand, and there's just not quite the capacity to serve all of these individuals. And AmeriCorps members really help to expand the capacity of small nonprofits. They're affordable to bring on. They essentially add so much more to your organization, both in terms of manpower and woman power, I should say, as well as just new thoughts, new minds, new concepts.
It all seems very relational. And Tian, have you made the kind of relationships through your AmeriCorps experience, both with people you're serving but people you're working with, that will carry forward and inform your professional life?
Oh, yes, definitely. From the clients that I work with, just to see the excitement and the thankfulness and the gratitude when, you know, we get them a refund that they did not know that they were entitled to. It's just great being that face to the community so they can go out and tell their friends, their cohorts, hey, you know, I spoke with Tian at the United Way. She was able to give me X amount of dollars, and I become a trusted resource within the actual community. But among community partners, I mean, this is an amazing experience. From obviously Brian over at CEDM, Pam Smith, the CEO of United Way. These are great connections that I have. And yes, I mean, AmeriCorps has been a substantial resume builder for me. And I trust and believe that when I take this opportunity to other states, these connections will also follow.
Brian, there also needs to be kind of public-private partnership relationships and building community through working together. Is it vitally important for those kinds of endeavors to move forward in a more expansive way?
Yeah, I fully believe that. Nonprofit sector is under-resourced, and so these private-public partnerships really offer an opportunity to expand service capacity. And you know, my role, I do a lot of that. So my main work is through youth educational savings account starting at birth or kindergarten. These are called children's savings accounts. And these are typically partnerships between a municipality or a community foundation and then a financial institution, a bank or a credit union, which provides these small dollar savings accounts. And they're hugely beneficial, especially to low-income students who, you know, having these small dollar accounts under $500 puts them three times more likely to go to college and four times more likely to graduate. And so people may think, oh, this, some of these programs might not have the impact we're looking for, but it you never know sort of what hope it's going to spark and inspire in a young person.
Would you be the same people today, and I'll ask this of each of you, had you not gone through the AmeriCorps program? Brian?
I mean, I have always felt a sense of dedication and service to others has been important. That was something that was instilled as a family value. But I you know, without AmeriCorps, I don't know if I would have seen the path I needed to take.
And Tian, your enthusiasm is contagious. has it changed you as a person?
Yes, in a way. Like United Way has and AmeriCorps has really afforded me the opportunity to really hone in on my skills that I went to college for. My degree is in marketing and public relations, and I spend a lot of my time, you know, marketing the VITA program, Show Me the Money Day, developing ways to interact with the community so that they know about these programs because they are so beneficial for people like me when I was younger and the people are here currently. So in a way, I would be here, but I don't think I'd be as successful and as strong and have the support that AmeriCorps is providing.
Well, thanks to both of you for the work you're doing, and thank you both for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That is T.N. Holmes. She is part of the Financial Stability Team and current member of AmeriCorps at the United Way of Washtenaw County. And Brian Rakovitis is a former UWWC AmeriCorps member and currently serves as manager of financial empowerment initiatives for the Community and Economic Development Association of Michigan. For more information on today's topic and to visit the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.